Sunday the 20th of June, Ches Tammuz. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored L'chovod Simchas HaBar Mitzvah Shel Ephraim Moshe Broder by his grandparents' family, Mervin Shire. Rabbi Daniel Rabin, Am Levodod Yishkon.
I was told that one could speak about in Yoni Deema. What's going on in the present, in the count of prayers? Everyone knows, I'm sure you've read in the newspapers. That's not what we do, we can't affect. I'm sure you've read in the newspapers, we've seen pictures of the, what they call in Ivrit, the Hafganah. Last week in Eretz Yisrael, thousands and thousands of Yidden came out to demonstrate against the highest court of law in Israel, which gave out a ruling against what we would call listening to the Rabbanim. Now there was an uproar, an absolute uproar, and tens and tens of thousands of people came out. In the newspapers there was written that all the yeshivas should empty out, all the kelim should empty out. And the Gedolei Reb Eliashiv at the age of 100 years old actually came and sat in the car for an hour and a half. And everyone understands it was something, it was a horrific situation, something which had to be dealt with. But I'd like to speak a little bit more, what exactly was the essence of what we call the Mechor, the demonstration, last week. It's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah at the end of Masechet Sotah. The Mishnah talks about the times we're living in today. There were certain tkufas, different times of Klal Yisrael. And the tkufa that we're living in today is called Ikfas of the Mashiach. The Goyin already said that we're living in the Ikfas, which is called literally the heel. The end of the days before Mashiach will come. We're living through Chevle Moshiach. The birth pangs of Mashiach's coming, that's where we're living today. And the Mishnah says exactly what's going to go on in those days. And it's interesting because people are shocked at the economic situation we're in today. It's a Mishnah. We have all expected it. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a list of things which are going to happen in Idris and Mashiach before the Mashiach comes. And I'll just quote two, three of them. One of them says, Chutzpah Yazki. Chutzpah Yazgi. One of the basic things there are is common decency dictates the behavior of, let's say, a child to an adult. You go on a bus and there's a 70-year-old man that comes onto the bus, a child stands up and sits in front of a bus. Or you come to a simcha and you're a 60-year-old man and there's a 15-year-old kid. The 15-year-old kid stands up and the 60-year-old man sits down. That's common decency. That's social requirements of any makeup of any society. Chutzpah Yazgi doesn't exist. Ikvus of Mashiach will not exist. And the Mishnah carries on. Young people, old people will stand up in front of young people, which is what we see today. That's Chutzpah Yazgi. You can have a 50-year-old judge who was appointed a few years ago as a judge, but before that he was a lawyer. And he can stand up and say, "It zenoteli chalchala," which the English translation would be, "It puts shivers up my spine to imagine that any rabbi could dictate to the High Court of Justice in Israel what to say. We are a legal system. We don't have to listen to rabbis. That is chutzpah yazgi. Nothing more, nothing less." Carries on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Yoyker Ya'ameh. What does it mean, Yoyker Ya'ameh? Explains the Mashal. Very simple. Have a look in the Mashal at the end of Masechet Sotah. Explains the Mashal. Yoyker Ya'ameh means, based on Rashi and Sanhedrin, there'll be a breakdown of currency. Fluctuation of currency will be such an extent, you don't know where to put your money. You put it in dollars, the dollars goes up. You put it in sterling, the sterling goes down. You put it in Australian dollars, and the Australian dollar falls. And lo and behold, the only thing that's going up in the whole world is the Israeli shekel. Absolutely ununderstandable, but that is what's called Yoyker Ya'ameh. A breakdown of all the monetary system we have in the world. There's no safe shares to invest with. Nothing. Lehman Brothers, they were the safest bet, literally, they're the ones that collapsed first. Everything is upside down. And why, says the Mishnah? To teach us, Ein Lanu Lishoin, Ela Lavinu Shabbat Shabbat. To show us, in Ikvus of Mashiach, we have nothing to fall back on. We know nothing. We know not. We don't know what tomorrow has. What tomorrow's going to bring?
So what was the great shock?
Why did Rabbi Yashar have to come out? What was the great shock that a Chiloini judge who not only doesn't understand what we are, but he hates what we are, and that's also Chazal? That's Chazal Mafurish Amoret, it's Sayyidina Tamit HaChachamim. What was the great shock?
I think the answer lies in the Pasuk in this week's Pasha. This week's Pasha is one of the strangest of Pashas.
Bilo Marosha. Now let me explain to you what Bilo Marosha was. When we were kids, we learnt the Pasha of Bilam, and in our minds we looked at somebody with a wizard's hat, with a long white beard, and with a wand, and he's being paid a fortune of money to make a spell, which he doesn't really have the power to make a spell, and he comes to bring seven kubonas and seven, and he's playing for time, and he's coming to bring loads of things and build this enormous contraption. Then he goes, I can't do it. And we understood it when we were kids, but the truth is not like that. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Bilam in order to not give the Goyim a pishrim peh. The Goyim were saying, it's right for the Jews, you're going to take us to Mishpat, us to Din. The Jews had Moshe Rabbeinu. The Jews had a Novi who was Medaber Hashem peh, a Novi who could show them the way. The closest human to, the closest thing to godliness that we had is Moshe Rabbeinu. Kulei Ruchnius. He's Pashkos Agashmius. Everything. Says the guy, man, you come with us with tainess. Look what you left us, look what you took for the human. That's why the Jews came out like they did and we didn't. Says the guy, you know, I'll make you a Bilo Marosha. Bilo Marosha was the Zelu Mazeh. He was the Moshe Rabbeinu of the Goyim. And no less powerful than Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the Koyach Hara. The Ramchal, the Maral, everyone explains that in this world that Kodesh Boko had to create Zelu Mazeh. To give us the power of choice, of Bechira. He had to create Zelu Mazeh. A Shiltoin Hara, an order of Ra, in the same way that there's an order of good. This Kshofim. The Gemara says in Al-Sahedra, Kshofim or Machish Pamal Yeshamalo. There is such a thing as evil. Evil and koichas hara of ruchnius. In the same way there's an order of good, of yitzhak toib, of tzadikim, and the koich of tzadikim, there's a koich of ra in the world. And Bilam was the zelo mazeh. He was the Moshe Rabbeinu of the goyim. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come to deal with the goyim and say, I gave you your Moshe Rabbeinu. What did you do with it? So we can understand the powers of Bilam. Enormous powers. Enormous. And there is a koyach of klolo. There's a koyach of cursing. There is a koyach of cursing. And that's the Seder of Ra in the world. The Seder of Ra is a koyach of cursing and koyach of all these things. And yet Bilam did not succeed. He knew that 1 minute in a day where he could take the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That 1 minute in a day and you can use it against Klal Yisrael. He knew it all and he planned it perfect. Nevertheless, he failed. First said to Kasha, why did he fail? Why did he fail? If Moshe Rabbeinu would do the same thing for good, you'd have a Kasha, why didn't Moshe succeed? So the same Kasha is, why did Bilam fail? Why did he fail? The Pasuk answers it. In fact, not only does the Pasuk answer, Bilam himself tells us the reason why. I think it's one of the most important psukim. So, Bilam prepares all the Sheva Mizbuchis. Prepares all the Korbanos, everything. And he stands up and ready to curse. V'yisro mashalei v'yoma, he answers and he starts, and what comes out of his mouth is something totally different. Mo'ed loiv loikavei yeo. How can I curse that which God has not cursed? Now here comes the Pasuk, he gives a reason why his curse does not succeed. This is a reason. Bilam is explaining why he cannot succeed, even though he's prepared himself perfectly. And he's got the perfect spell and the perfect minute, and there is no reason in the world why it shouldn't work. In the same way that you understand that if you press certain buttons on the computer, they will create the outcome which you have plugged in and you pushed in. So also, he made a spell which should work. But he says, nevertheless, it doesn't work. Why?
What does that mean?
Let me try and explain a little bit. If we're talking about things which are beyond our imagination, but sometimes we have to have imagination. We have to believe things which we cannot see. Revolving in one of his shiurim, he writes, one of his sikhas, he writes, that people search all over the world for spirituality. We live in a world of hestoponym. Everything looks like a computer program. Everything looks like I've done it. I'm standing here, I need a drink of water, drink a coffee, I leave, I go to work, I make money, I come back, and everything is the physical existence around us. And people look for some hint, some small hint in the world of something what we will call godly, something above the teva, something where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the hest upon him. People search and search and search, and says Rav Goldberg, they miss something which is just literally hitting them in the face the whole time. The kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years, this small this small people, have existed. And every time, it can be the Spanish position, it can be the Germans, and Kohena v'Kohena v'Kohena, but nothing manages to stamp us out. We carry on existing throughout all the eras. The oldest religion of the world and the oldest people of the world. The people of the book, the oldest book in the world. And we carry on existing. And every single culture, every single the Greeks, the Romans, the Persians, the greatest of people, are forgotten completely. Cease to exist. Time creates that we forget them completely. Somebody would tell you the Greeks who today went bankrupt were once the greatest nation of the world, you'd laugh. They can't even hold the currency. We have to bail them out. But that was once the Greek Empire. But Klal Yisrael carry on the whole time. Klal Yisrael are the biggest proof of something al-TV, something which is not natural. Explain, says Rav Goldberg, that Arizal says, before you start davening every day, you have to be makabel on yourself with one mitzvah. The mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Says Rav Goldberg, why the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamocha? Because when we are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to reach a level above Gashmias. We have to reach a spiritual level. What's our connection to spirituality? Our whole connection, our lifeline to spirituality, to something above Teva, is Klal Yisrael. If we are makabel the mitzvah of ahavta l'reacha kamocha, if we place ourselves as part of Am Yisrael, we can have a connection to something above and beyond our physical existence. That's what Arizal says. All our tefillahs are in the plural, slachlonu, mechalonu, chaperlonu, because we as individuals have nothing. We cannot even approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is spiritual and we are gashmis. He is ruchnis, we are gashmis. He is ma'ala teva, we are teva. It's min b'shein eminoi. The only way to approach him is to become part of Klal Yisrael. To consider yourself as part of Klal Yisrael, and you can reach heights which you cannot believe you could reach. That's the godliness of Klal Yisrael. The Sfonai in Parshas Sazria, he's talking about nigei begodim, the negoim you find on begodim. You'll never find in any medical book or any book discussing fabrics any form of negoyim on begodim. There is no such thing. It doesn't exist in the physical world. Negoyim on begodim is something which is purely spiritual. It's not something which exists. You don't find anywhere such a thing. And the Ramban and Sifone both talk about it there, and they explain that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, for a person who becomes shaykh to something spiritual, he becomes shaykh to mitzvahs and to the Torah, he can achieve a dag, or achieves a dag which is me'ala teva. He can be associated with something which is not purely physical. And there they explain, and it's one of the big makayas, that there's a different hashgacha for Klal Yisrael to the whole world. The whole world, all the goyim, they are shaykh to teva. There's a seder in the world. There's a seder. A does B, B. It's what's called cause and effect. Cause and effect. Newton's cause and effect. Which he believed the whole world was one big clock. Cause, effect, cause, effect. You do, it happens. And it happens exactly what you do. That's what's called the koyach of teva. It says the Ramban says it's for it, but Klal Yisrael are different. Klal Yisrael who are the tachlis of the Bria. And Klal Yisrael who understand what they're doing is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their cum in the world is to make decisions and to do things which do much more than the physical action of lulav and tefillin. We achieve much more. We're doing much more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to them Shalei Kederech HaTeva. That is the gadlus of Klal Yisrael. When we turn the stories we hear about the stipler, I mean, I remember when I once heard when I was first came to Yeshiva, and everyone told me, you're not allowed to smoke, it was terrible to smoke, which is terrible to smoke. But I remember then there was the answer, I said, they went to the stipler once, and the stipler said, what are you talking about? What are the doctors talking about that it's bad to smoke, you say? That's the Jewish body, but not the Yiddish body. I'm not saying that you have to smoke, but I'm saying you have to understand the outlook. What are you comparing the Jew to the goyim? Two different people. There's the Am Yisrael, which have Ashkoch and Mi'anatem, it's got nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. And there's the goyim, where the goyim are Torah on cause and effect, the teva. We have all these stories you hear about Gedolim doing things which you think, wow, how did he do it? Look at how he did it. He does not feel in any way constricted by the things we are constricted with. There's no constriction. The famous story of the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav said over every year he used to make a lachaim on the day when he was running away from Europe and he was in the train and they heard that there was one of the big Jewish rabbis on the train and the Nazis came to search for him. And they came to his karom, what's it called? His carriage. He came to his carriage and he said to Nefesh HaChaim, Ein oid milvadoi. Ein oid milvadoi. Ein oid milvadoi. The Nefesh HaChaim says, somebody who says Ein oid milvadoi and believes it, nothing can touch him. Says the Briska Rav, they walked in and they said one to the other, it's empty. And they walked out. I think, wow, what's the wow? That is people who lived above the teva. They did not feel in any way constricted. Our world is a mirage. Our world is a mirage. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us to serve Him. But it's not real. The real world is something completely different. Something spiritual. And if we can believe, Be'emuno Shleimo Ein Oid Milvadoi, nothing can harm us. Nefesh HaChaim writes it. And it's not a spell. It's a belief system. It's a belief system. And that is the gadlus of Klal Yisrael. There is no seder. There is no order which can dictate on Klal Yisrael. No order in the physical world, and even no spiritual order. Bilam HaRosho had the koyach of Klolo. But the Koyach of Klal is also an order. It's a Seder HaKadosh Baruch Hu created.
Like there's a Seder Teva Voivon, there's a Teva in the spiritual world. If you do this A, B, C, D, that creates an outcome which can damage people. But that's also an order. But Klal Yisrael, who are above any order, Klal Yisrael, who no Teva, no order can influence them, Klal Yisrael cannot be touched. They're the untouchables. And that's what Bilam says. Bilam says, I've done it all right. It should work. I've done everything which should create the effect which it wanted. But Kiresh Miroish Tsurim Eleno. Umigvois Ashurenu will explain that in a minute. Hein Om Levodod Yishkoin Ubagoim Lo Yishashov. These are a people who understand they are different. They are different. They have no connection to those around them. They are a people who stand above Teva. Says Bilam Rosha, why can they stand above Teva? Because they know they stand above Teva. They know they stand alone. They know they have no connection to those around them. They fulfilled the tznai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them to be me'al ha-teva. And that is to feel to be alone. The Sifonai says, which person is the person who teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with him me'al ha-teva and makes negoim of begodim, negei begodim? He who understands that he has no kesher. He who understands that he is here for a different purpose. Says the Sifonai. Beautiful, says the Sifonai. In Parshas Azriah, says the Sifonai. But, he says, Omnom hanirdomim, however those who are asleep, says the Sifonai. Ashelo yisoiru klal das dovozeh, which never woke up to understand that they have a different existence. We have the choice. If we realize we are different, if we realize that that which happens around us has nothing to do with us, then, and only then, are we above the teva. But if chas v'shalom, we feel we're one of them, we have a connection to those around us, then we'll nedomim. We're sleeping, we haven't realized where we are. Says the Pasuk, Uvagoyim lo yischashov. Hein om levodot yishkoy. They're alone. They stand alone with no connection to those around us. Uvagoyim lo yischashov. They don't reckon in any way with the goyim. Says Rabbi Yonos ben Uziel. And the Targum Yerushalmi, both of them. What does it mean about goyim lo yischashov? Debenim usei umayo lo medabrim. That's the Yerushalmi ben Uziel. What the Yerushalmi says, ubenim usei amamayo lo misarvo. What does nim usei mean? Nim usei means not that you chas v'sholem. You feel part of the. You become. You do the avayos that they're going to. Or that you assimilate. We're not talking about the assimilation, chas v'shalom. We're not talking about assimilation. Nimusei ha-goyim lo yischashov. What does nimusei mean? Nimusei means the culture. Ubenimusei ha-goyim lo yischashov. A year ago, I was in England, and I met a friend of mine from school. We both lived together. He was like maybe 2 years underneath me. He was a very successful young man. And he told me that he's going on a trip to Rome with a few friends of his. Also from Golders Green, from Hendo, wherever it was. And I said, where are you going? So he says, well, I'm going to the Vatican. I said, to the Vatican? So he said, yes. We've arranged a tour of the Vatican. I said, the Vatican? The hundreds of thousands of our forefathers who were killed by one pope after the other in the name of the whatever it is. I said, you're going to the Vatican? So he turned around to me, in all seriousness, and he said to me, Danny, look what's happened to you over the years. He says, you've lost your culture. Benim usei hagoyim lo yischashov. No asumat assimilating. Nim usei hagoyim. The culture of the goyim. For us to achieve the madriga, to be mi'ala teva, to exist the continuity of Klal Yisrael, which has no reason why it should be. No Israeli air force can defend us against everyone who wants to kill us. It cannot be. Our existence is a mess. No Jew can walk today in France with a couple. How far away are we from there in England? I was driving in Stafford Till a few days ago. I couldn't believe the mosques or something. Everywhere you turn, there's another beautiful mosque with gold. How far away are we? We are a mess. We can only exist if we understand that it is a mess and that Klal Yisrael are a mess. Ubagoyim lo yischashov. The minute we believe their cultures are culture, we have a connection to the goyim around us. We do not stand alone. We're not bodod. And in order for us to be mi'ala teva, it has to be hein om levodod yishkoy. We understand we stand alone. We understand we have no connection to those around us. Our culture is not in the Vatican. Our culture is in a Ksois, and a Sivis, and a Rashi, and a Tosis. That's our culture. All the troubles that we're going through today, the only way we can live through them is because we are Levodod. Ubagoyim lo yishashov. The one judge who can stand up and say, we are a legal country. There is a legal system. We are like every other country around us. No Ayatollah Khomeini is going to tell me how to act. No rabbi is going to tell the greatest court of law in the Israeli country how to act. What's he saying? Ubagoyim yischashov. We have a culture. We exist like every other country. That was the tragedy of last week. There's no kiyum to Klal Yisrael. The kiyum to Klal Yisrael is as long as we understand. We're not nirdomim, we're not sleeping. We understand we exist on a higher hemisphere. We exist on a spiritual level. Hashem Yazor, they should learn, and we should learn. Every single member, every single Yiddish mensch has to be mashrish b'muna shleimo. We are not dependent on anything. No money market's going to pull me down. No currency fool's going to pull me down. The whole currencies in the world could fall, but if I'm maamin b'muna shleimo, I'll carry on. Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, that's what's going to be. That's what Rabbi Yishleim will. I remember, just to finish off in 1 second, when it started with the budget cuts in Eretz Yisrael, and Chmon and Letzlon, hundreds of thousands of, literally tens of thousands of families were losing their parnasa. So we went to Rabbi Leib Shleiman, and we asked Rabbi Shleiman, Vos will the Rabbi Yishleim? Vos will the Rabbi Yishleim? So Rabban Leib turned around in a smile and says, Er darf nicht haben deine Sachen. He doesn't need you. The Rabban Yishleim will was the Rabban Yishleim will. The Rabban Yishleim controls us. We have to accept and we have to understand. And we have to know that we stand alone. And if we do, we should be zeicha to the Biaz Goyal Tzedek, Bimheira Biomeinu, Omein v'omein, because it's manish.
Yeah.